No, we're not playing us and them. We're getting into the show. Us and them. When I worked in New Orleans, we had a lot of calls from the Ninth Ward, which I think is the home ward of Fats Domino. Seriously, Ninth Ward call, and the kids there, they all had that Cajun accent. I worked at WNOE in 1978, and they had that we party and hardy in the Ninth Ward, you know. Yeah, I want to hear S&M. S&M. And it only took one, you know, call. Oh, you mean us and them? Yeah, S&M. From the Ninth Ward, huh? Yeah. What up? If I'd have said what up in those days, it's, what? It was more like, what's happening? What is happening? What is happening? Party and hardy in the Ninth Ward? And out of sight, man. You know, that kind of shit. All right. So welcome to our show, and we are still grappling with the settings on our digital board, and we will never give up, we will never give in, we will be, you know, what's the word, vigilant, and we'll continue to try to get this motherfucker right. It has been a goddamn ball buster. It breaks, you just hear it, I can hear it, in the car especially. When I'm driving around in the car, I can hear how fucked up it sounds. And I don't know about you, but I've got four settings. I got some shit, Dolby. I got Dolby Extra. I got stereo. I got, you know, some other audio processing. I try them all, but I can tell. And it drives me out of my mind. So I'm trying. I hear it with the general, and especially the general. He's got a kind of a soft voice. He's like this, you know, he's off. And I can hear, God damn it. He's not on mic, you know. He sounds like he's way far away. When the compression's running right, even though the general's off mic, he sounds like he's present. And when you've got fucked up compression like we've had lately, everything sounds like it's where it actually is, you know, far away, and everything's close up, and, you know, everything, you know, all the fucking shit's extreme. And I've been, you know, I got to throw on the compressor. And what the compressor does automatically is it compresses everything. No, that's a gate. But that's what I meant to say. I could throw in a gate. But I tried that the other night. It sounded like dog shit. Winnipeg and Nashville 4-4 tied up. 6:55 remaining in the final third period power play. 46 seconds left on a Winnipeg power play. And it looks like the Vegas Knights, don't fuck with them, man. God, they went into Jose last night. If you pardon the expression. And I've never in my life seen a show like the San Jose Sharks put on before the team even skates out. Holy Christ, they've got special effects under the ice. You can see like this giant shark that swims. They got the team logo. Lights are going on and off. A fucking shark comes down from the ceiling and all the guys came skating out from the mouth of the shark. And it was all designed. And then they had Nighty Nights. You know, as in Nighty Night Nights, good night. I mean, if it was me and I played for the opposing team, I'd be intimidated as shit. But the fucking Knights, man, they beat them 4-3. The Knights won the game. I don't know whether it was an overtime or not. I didn't pay attention, but they're a story, man. And one of these days I'm going to break out just exactly how they did this. Were there some league rules changes in terms of how many players you could get, for instance, in the expansion draft? Was there a... I don't know. You know, did the league help them? Sometimes the league will help out these new teams. Like, and I hate it. I can't stand it. Like in Canada, they did that with an expansion team they had because they wanted to get the team commercially viable right away. So they loaded it up with all kinds of great players. And I think they like won a fucking Grey Cup 3 years out of 3 years out from the birth of the team. I think, I don't know, but I may be making all kinds of shit up just to drive me nuts, and none of it exists, you know. And another thing they did, okay, then they cut a guy who was the greatest quarterback ever. No, they didn't. Oh, okay. I got a little thing I'm going to do with Bobby Dooley tonight, Bobby and Steve.
Right, this is Dr. Wadsworth. Ms. Dooley, hi. Hello, it's Dr. Ms. Dooley, hi. This is Dr. Wadsworth. Ms. Dooley, hello. This is Dr. Wadsworth. Yeah. Well, hello, Ms. Dooley. It's Dr. Wadsworth. What can I do for you? I see. And how long has the animal been like that? And what is it?
Well, we have a cat, and the cat's name is Pepperidge Farm. And then we have our schnauzer. His name is Max. Okay?
Well, I don't really need to know the name of the names of the animals. I can't resist making these people sound just fucking stupid, right?
You don't need to know their names. What do you call them when they're in the hospital?
Ordinarily, I don't talk to the animals.
Did you ever see that Dr. Doolittle?
No, I didn't. I didn't see it for a reason. I think Doolittle has done more to destroy our profession. And that can be attributed to an awful lot of things. But I think Doolittle has done an awful lot to destroy.
It's Dr. Rick Kelvin, who's a... How are you, Rick?
Hey, good evening, Phil. Great to be with you. Well, I think Doolittle has done more. When I think of what Doolittle has done to the veterinarian profession, God damn his hide. I think people think that we're clowns running around with top hats and we can actually talk to animals. You can't talk to an animal.
You can't go into space. You can't fly into space.
What are you going to land on, man? Like a third, one-tenth? Testing 1-2. Speaking of sharks, Shark Under a Tarpaulin is the name of this particular track by Exquisite Frosting Penmanship. That's the name of the band. Well, here tonight on, back in the day when we had FM stations, and that was the Grateful Dead. Everybody sounded like they'd been smoking bowlfuls. The Grateful Dead and Bertha. And before that, we heard the great, it was all patterned after the way the jazz guys did it. But the jazz guys they were good. Well, let's just do it, man. Okay, so I got Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They call their cat Godzilla. One of their cats is Godzilla. It's just a little fluffy kitten. They call it Godzilla. Oh, man. Some dude just checked this guy. And we've got an injury timeout. Uh-oh, Pittsburgh lost. Three straight home losses. Pittsburgh lost to Washington's for real, man. You know what's interesting is the soccer interviews after the Premier League. They interview the coaches as they come off the field. God, those guys just, they don't take any shit. They just give it to these reporters. You don't belong to the game. That's why you don't understand when I make a play like this. I make because you don't belong to the game. Like, that's a real. That's what Jose Mourinho said to some fucking guy. He's the coach of whatever he coaches. Jose Mourinho said, "You don't belong to the game," and so, and you know, and so you don't belong to the game. Wait a minute, man. Wait. What are you telling me, Jack? What is this? What are you doing, Henry? Well, that's interesting. I wound up giving EQ to something that doesn't have anything assigned to it. I got a module here. Has nothing assigned to it, and I was like EQing it. What the fuck? Ay, ay, ay. Because you don't belong to the game, you see. If you belong to the game, but you don't. Well, what if I did belong to the game? You'd be fuck out of luck, wouldn't you, Jose? Because I'm not going to take your shit. What do you say to me? What a dick. All right, we'll go to two. Let's go to two. Go to two, go to two, go to two. Go to two, go to two, go to two. Huh? Go to two. Let's do two. Okay. 13. Come on now. Let's go two. Let's do two. See how that works. Huh? Okay. All right. We goosed it a little bit. I don't know if that's going to be the right thing to do, but hi, Phil Henry here. It looks like we're... Hi, Phil Henry here. Maybe if I... Hi, it's Phil Henry, and okay, now that the master... Usually I just put my... I put the master all the way up. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey, y'all.
Hey, this is General Galen Shaw.
And how you doing, General?
I feel like shit.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That might work. Oh, you asshole, Henry. God damn it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And so there you go. And now it's pop. I'm going to pop a lot of peas. That's what's going to happen here. Okay, let's see. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't fucking know. You know, I just... 13. Bing. All right. Phil Henry Show here at whatever, you know. Phil Henry Show here. If it distorts, it distorts. Hi, it's Phil. Got a lot of... Why is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hi, it's Phil. Hi, it's Phil. Phil Henry Show. Why does the lower end... Hi, it's the Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, it's the Phil Henry Show here, 855-500-7445. Hi, the Phil Henry Show with you. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and... why don't we notch it down one? Notch it down one. Notch it down one. Notch it down one. Wait a second. Okay. Notch that bucket down one. Notch that bucket down one. All right. Let's see if this works. I doubt it. I don't think it'll be worth a pinch of shit. But we'll find out. Jesus Christ, man. You know, I'm watching the reruns of Walking Dead. I did not catch this show when it first was on. And one of the big fans of Walking Dead was Jeff Dowder. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, Mr. Henry. Thanks for asking me to help explain it.
Yeah, I want to find out a little bit about the Walking Dead. And first of all, this is the big question that I have, all right?
Go ahead, shoot.
Just the episodes I've watched, and I know that the show is well on its way to, you know, the television Hall of Fame, for crying out loud.
Well, I mean, Walking Dead works on so many different levels. It's zombies and everything like that.
Okay. So, is there a TV Hall of Fame? Yes, I only broadcasted from it like 900 times. The Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Is that it?
Or the Museum of Broadcast, where we broadcast from. Anyway. So, here's my question. Why did they never use fire?
Who didn't?
The survivors.
Oh, that's a good question. So they didn't use fire?
What do you mean, why didn't they use fire? Why didn't the survivors use fire?
Well, General Shaw sounds like he's confused.
What do you mean fire, Phil? Why did they not use fire, set fire to these goddamn zombies?
What do you mean? I mean, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Why didn't they use goddamn fire?
Well, I mean, they did use fire.
Didn't they use fire a lot of times?
What did you say, man? They didn't use fire a lot of times.
Wow, now we really got it. All right. Oh, boy. I'm worried. I'm nervous and worried. Let me see something here.
Oh, I burned so easily.
Wait a fucking whore minute.
What the fuck is that?
Well, I burn so easily. I burn so easily. I gotta keep moving. I gotta keep moving. But you keep me under your top of the land.
What the fuck? This thing is like...
Burn so easily.
Yeah, I know you're burning. You know what? You are going to burn easily.
Now, General, no need for...
No need for what? This guy's flipping me out.
But you keep me under your top of the line. Keep me under the top. Under your top.
Sounds like what I used to do in a studio. If I walked into a studio,